Whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or today's public Christmas holiday, we send our best to you and yours. In El Paso, Texas, thousands of people have crossed over the border. And on this holiday, residents of the largely Catholic border city are reaching out to them. Angela Cocherga at KTEP has our story.
Families who live in El Paso stroll through the annual holiday display downtown. A 55-foot tree glitters with ornaments. Hundreds of thousands of tiny lights are strung everywhere. People snap photos near the life-size nativity scene. It depicts the baby Jesus in the manger because, as the Christmas story goes, there was no room at the inn for Mary and Joseph. That's now the case for this baby and her mother, just a few blocks away outside the bus station. Lisba, who is Venezuelan and would not give her last name, says she's afraid to seek shelter because she and her family slipped into the country without documents and worry they'll be deported. And only people who turned themselves in to the Border Patrol and now have immigration paperwork can sleep in the 1,000 cots at the city's convention center, because the federal government is helping cover the cost. In recent days, some churches have opened their doors to all migrants, regardless of their immigration status, to bring them in from the bitter cold. David Guerrero, a father from Venezuela, has been spending nights at Sacred Heart Church with his family. He says people in El Paso have dropped off food, clothes, and toys for the children.
I know somebody was asking for milk.
Back at the bus station, Adana Mesaga, his wife and two young daughters, have given out gallons of coffee and more than 1,000 sandwiches to migrants during the last several days.
For Christmas, every year we like to sponsor a family or sponsor somebody that we can help.
And now you got a lot of families you're helping.
Yes, ma'am.
Many migrants had hoped for what they say would have been the best Christmas gift of all, the lifting of pandemic border restrictions that have blocked them from seeking asylum in the U.S. That has not happened. Still, they're grateful for the kindness of strangers this holiday season. For NPR News, I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.